Guys, it's today's the 28th, the 28th, tomorrow's 29th. Wednesday is 30.
Yes.
And Thursday's the 31st.
Diwali and Halloween, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not remember last week? I was like, I'm panicked. I don't have anything prepared.
That was Friday. You fine.
For my, no, yeah. I'm not. Well, it's even worse. No, because I wasn't even here this weekend. I did nothing. So we know it's a Hindu custom. We share the boxes, these sweet treat boxes that you give to your family and friends. And guess what, guys?
Yeah.
I've probably even am more panicked now because.
Why?
I still have not. I have to start from scratch today. So somebody did drop off some on the weekend. I've got more people dropping off this morning. So we're going to taste, right?
Yes.
Hey.
Okay, you guys are going to help me decide and taste.
So we're going to help you decide and are we going to finish it and then tell you how it tastes?
Yes, because then I need to get it from those places.
Yes.
So I've given you options so that you can taste all of them and see which ones you like, I should order, which ones we should get.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
This is the best Monday ever. Sit and taste sweetmeats. Are you kidding me?
Yes,
please. I'm signing up for that.
I'll be in
Sign me
there.
Up for that job.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
So we're sorting it out in the kitchen and hopefully soon we can go to the kitchen and eat all the sweetmeats.
I love it. Okay. We'll sit here, hold the fort. You let us know when we can, when we need to come to you to the kitchen to try out the sweetmeat so that Carmen has the bestest sweetmeat box prezzies to give all her friends.
You guys.
Which is us. And then we also have many, 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 many friends of the show who maybe can help us out figuring out where we can find the best sweetmeats and what it's all about.
Hi, East Coast. So Diwali this year is super special because it also falls on Halloween. And all my family is down from Johannesburg, including my beautiful godson. So we're going to be celebrating with doing traditional wear in the morning and transition into cosplay in the evening. So our Diwali boxes are going to be a mix of party Halloween treats as well as your traditional Indian sweetmeats. And yeah, hoping everybody has a beautiful and blessed day. Stay safe.
Of course, you're going to be a vibe. That's Dr. K. Lutch, star of Cane Cutter and a PRSA award-winning plastic reconstructive and aesthetic surgeon based in Durban.
That's so clever. Halloween and Diwali in one box.
Hey, what I'm saying?
Hey, East Coast Radio. It's Katishka Kiara here from Blood and Water. This year, I am celebrating Diwali all the way from London. I'm going to check out some of the celebrations happening at Trafalgar Square. But things that you will always find in my sweetmeat boxes are pecan nut shortbread biscuits, which I love baking. And things that I love getting from other people in their sweetmeat boxes are date rolls and chana magaj. And to the people who add chevda, thank you. It's like a bonus gift and I appreciate it. Happy Diwali, KZN.
Carmen is going to be testing out a whole bunch of sweetmeats that y'all's has dropped off.
Yeah.
Because somebody, I'm not mentioning any names, but very close to us, hasn't prepared her sweetmeats.
Yeah, at all.
All of her friends for Diwali.
Yeah, so what's happening right now, Carmen has left the studio. She's in the kitchen. The sweetmeats are being prepared for us. And when I say us, I mean Darren Moore and Sky Chavalala. Because we're the expert sweetmeaters.
Correct.
Eaters.
Yes,
and we're going to taste them in the next 15 minutes or so. So Carmen's in the kitchen. We also asked some prominent people in KZN to tell us what you'll find in their sweet meat boxes.
Because
apparently that showcases you as a person.
Yes.
Yes.
As a line. So listen, I had a gig with Bash with Tash this weekend in Peter Marisburg. By the way, Peter Marisburg, thank you so much for coming through.
Shout out,
and supporting. It was hilarious.
Well, you loved.
It was fantastic.
Oh,
it was a great evening of comedy. Everyone had a good time. Tash as well. And she has a message.
What goes into your sweetmeat package?
Everything sweet and a little bit more. So we do all the normal sweetmeats, like the general stuff. I add a little bit more like donuts and things, you know. I add chocolates for children. And this year I'm adding something very special. I'm putting a microphone in. like a two-way thing. Because I want to know what those aunties are saying about my parcel in their house and if they're comparing it to other people. I need to hear, like, I need to go with my parcel into someone's house. It's costing me a lot, Darren. It's costing me a lot.
I just want to, full disclosure, Tash, yours are obviously the best sweetmeats in town.
That is fantastic.
Can we just disclose this?
Yes.
Okay, nobody's going to come close to Bash or Tash sweetmeats. Okay? But we just check in what else other people are putting in. We're doing tasting of other people's, and so the Carmen can come up with her sweetmeats box. Obviously not better than Bash with Tash's, but a very, very close second.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
Hi guys, this is Logie Naidu. Thank you very much for providing sweetmeats to Darren Mall. Darren Mall is my neighbor, and from time to time he provides me with sweetmeats. Please inform him that 3 Omar rusks wrapped in plastic is not sweetmeats. And thank you for helping Darren Mall. Please help him up his game.
Even with all the auspiciousness of this, our very own Carmen Reddy has forgotten. Has lastminute.com this.
She didn't forget. I think Carmen is a busy woman, and it's been quite hectic lately. So I understand.
Okay, whatever the excuse is that you're
the
giving,
reason,
that
not excuse.
Well,
the
whatever
reason.
Excuses you guys come up with, okay?
Yeah.
She's not prepared.
Yes.
Her sweetmeat packages are not gifts are not ready.
Yes.
For anyone right now. So she's now, as we speak, live, as we're being broadcast, as we are working our show between 6 and 9. Carmen's in the kitchen.
Yeah,
tasting sweetmeats that you done dropped off.
Yeah, so it's one of those things of like Carmen market plan. That's what happened here. She's made a plan.
Yes.
The sweetmeats are here. She's in the kitchen here at East Coast Radio House. She's putting together all the sweetmeats that came over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen, are you can we come taste now?
Are we ready?
Darling, please, can we come?
Guys, I can't tell you what has just happened. I'm absolutely devastated. I've been here for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Trying to set up. I go to the sales kitchen for 2 seconds. Guys, the monkey came into the kitchen.
No,
they
man.
Got the door, yes, and he took all the gulab jams. Darren, you left the door open.
Guys, I didn't leave the door open.
Guys, oh, no. I spent oh, the whole did. Hour with all the stuff on the table, and now the monkey came in and it messed this entire kitchen and took all our sweetmeats.
Man, come on, I didn't leave the door open.
You're joking. It even took the gulab jam and the jalebi. How did he know?
Not the jalebi. The bright red one.
Guys, it's gone. I'm not joking. The monkey came in.
Couldn't have taken all of it. I mean, just take the...
No, it's destroyed. It sat on the counter. It destroyed everything.
Oy, oy.
Karen, you did.
No, why are you laughing? Come and help me.
How?
Guys, I'm going to leave. I'm not even coming back.
Oh, no,
I'm
no, no. Say the... Okay, Carmen. Stop, Carmen. We're coming. We'll come help you. We'll come help you now, okay?
What am I do?
Oh, no, man.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
It's all you, Darren. I don't.
Are you going to say anything? The monkey or Darren?
No, Darren. 100% Darren.
Carmen.
100%.
Carmen, I'm sorry.
No, because I mean, the monkey doesn't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
It's our responsibility to have taken care of the monkey issue.
We should have taken care of the monkey issue weeks ago.
You don't leave the door open. I learned that the day I got to KZN. Don't leave even the balcony door open. Yeah. The monkeys will come.
Yeah, I know.
Patricia tells me all the time,
uh-huh.
Do not leave anything open when I'm not there.
Darren did it. Got too comfortable because it's been here forever.
Oh, hang on a second. There's someone on the line.
Oh, animal control.
Producer saying someone who might be able to save the day. Good morning, Melody. Melody Nadasan. Hello, Melody. Melody.
Hello, East Coast Radio. How are you guys?
Hello, Melody.
Oh, my producer says you are Melody Nadasan from Little Indian Saffron Lady.
Correct.
Hang on.
I heard what happened with you guys.
Well,
to Darren. It's all Darren. Darren did it.
I'm actually driving so fast to you guys. Save your day.
Why?
Why?
Because I want to save your day.
Are you going to take the monkey?
Are you from Animal?
Wait, how are you saving our day?
I'm going to bring some sweetmeats to you guys.
Oh. Tell me you have barfi, because that's the one. Jalebi, gulab jam.
Wow, yes, definitely. I'm going to give you a variety.
Wow.
Okay, listen, Melody, I just want to say, like, so the sweetmeats that Carmen had organized, it was quite a lot of sweetmeats. This monkey had a lot of fun, so I don't know how much you're bringing. How do you mean?
A lot, but maybe it's going to be enough.
How much is a lot?
Like a kilo.
A kilogram. That's a hell of a lot. Yeah, that's plenty. All right, Melody, but please drive safely. Don't speed or anything. Yeah. Just drive safely. Get to us. Avoid the vervet monkey in the car park. He has got a taste for sweetmeats, and he'll spot you. Okay, and sweetmeats are good, people. Sweetmeats are the best. And this vervet monkey has now got a taste for them. It was every single one ruined.
Yeah, but how did he know which ones are the nice ones to take?
That's a been very in a long time. Good question. Melody, we're waiting for you.
Darren, Skye and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
All right, it's almost 20 past 8 this Monday morning. It started off really well. It started off as a great Monday morning. And by the way, y'all's dropped off tons of sweetmeats for Carmen to do some tasting. And then I'm going to own it. I left the door open. That monkey that I've been complaining about for a while now, telling people to please watch out for, made its way into our kitchen. And you know how these vervet monkeys are. It's not just going to eat one or two and then move on. It's going to touch every single one of them. It managed to damage every single... That was the word, only word I could find. I had other words in my head. But I'm not that guy at that rally. So it managed to damage every single one of those sweetmeats. And I'm sorry, I apologize. But luckily, we have a Melody Nadezhan, who is the, you'll know her as the little Indian saffron lady, who saved the day.
Yes. And can I just shout out the others that saved the day but didn't get saved, thanks to Darren. Advanced Creations and Bashir Tash hooked me up, by the way. I just want to say, with Le Bake.
Yeah.
And as you can see, there's just the varieties are insane. And this is just their sweet offerings, and as well as Vrishik's, as we know. And yeah, Vance Creations, as you can see, dropped off something right here for us. So we get to taste everything. One? That is, let me look in my box. That is, I think, a soji. Yeah.
Soji?
Oh, no, this is a coconut ice ball.
Is that the one? Is that a coconut ice
ball? Oh, there's even nougat in here.
Nougat?
Yeah. I like this idea of putting different things, especially Halloween-themed stuff in the box, but it's a bit too late for me now to do that, right? Hey, so, probably need some planning.
So, Carmen, yes. Obviously, we've I don't want to say received sweetmeats before, but this is the first time we've received such a variety of sweetmeats. This one I have in my hand here, the one that looks, yes, it's like a long.
Those are just biscuits.
Just biscuits, right? Yeah. This is what I know.
So generally, like you'll see, there's this huge tray of baked biscuits here, right? So when you do Diwali or Indian biscuits, they're not like regular biscuits, as you can see. They're just like more calories. So we add chocolate and nuts, and it's like juiced up biscuits. It's not just plain, like the logs you have are full of, covered in chocolate. They have flake on them. Darren, what is that?
There's a piece of gold.
That's a gold flake.
Can you eat that?
Yes, of course you must.
Can I eat the gold?
That's why I told you guys I don't have time to make my own stuff. Who's going to sit and paint and put little gold flakes on? Not me.
And then this orange.
Oh, those are my favorite. That's jalebi. Do you remember that song from TikTok, Jalebi Baby?
Yeah.
Darren does.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So it's like a dough that they fry. It's like a hard, thin cook sister almost.
Yes.
And it's dipped in syrup and it's absolutely divine.
And is this pastry?
That is baklava, not from India, but from the Middle East. No, we eat everything for Diwali. There's no like, this is from this country. It's not Indian exclusive. Oh. Yes.
Oh, and the cornflakes?
Oh, well.
That's a good question. There's a whole bag of cornflakes.
And the cornflakes?
So that is what, remember the other ladies, Katishka? She said, shout out to everybody that puts the shevda in their Diwali box. It makes it even better. That's what that is. So it's got Rice Krispies and cornflakes and coconuts and delicious spices and nuts and raisins, all kinds of things. Every family has a different version and a different thing they make. And it's divine.
And you have it in the morning with your milk?
No. It's a snack. It's a snack you can have at any time. Literally like opening a packet of fries.
Really?
Yeah. Literally the same. You eat it all the time.
This is delusional.
Is it hot like a heat or?
Yeah, it is. You're going to burn. Okay. You might need the milk for afterwards.
That's you, boy.
Guys, I also want to thank you for bringing it here into the studio where it's safe.
Yes.
Thank you very
much. Where the door is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we'll come and
I've got
listen.
More to taste Let in us, the next
more,
50.
More,
yeah, no, so this
more.
Is just what's here for now.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more coming.
Bring it.
Pace yourself.
It's East Coast Breakfast.